You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast once again here at William Hill on Wednesday, July the 25th. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you this evening at Naas. Over there in County Kildare, ground good to firm, watered in places, obviously very dry and a sunny evening. So certainly worth bearing in mind there tonight. Fast ground horses very much the ascendancy. The best race on the card is the Yeoman Stand Stud Irish EBF Stakes listed contest over 6 furlongs at 7:15, in which there looks to be a decent each way bet in that. My best bet comes in the shape of the 8:20, which we'll get onto a little bit later. And we round off with a conditions race at 8:50. But we begin with quite a competitive-looking 5 furlong handicap. Say competitive, but focus of attention is likely to be just that in this 5:40, given the way that he won down in Fairy House the other day. She was well-fancied. She was well-drawn in stall one. She certainly took advantage of all the things in her favour by winning at 11-8 in pretty decisive fashion in the end. She showed a really good turn of foot to steal the matter inside the final furlong. She's obviously going to be very short here tonight, around about 5-4. She's stuck out on the wing a little bit here. I think they'll probably race towards the far side with a small field there at Naas tonight. So that could be a little bit problematic. And if you're looking for an each-way alternative, which I probably would do here, it's got to be Gotardo for me, who's been plying his trade in quite deep company of late. Second behind Hello Bridget at Leopardstown a couple of starts ago. And he ran perfectly respectably in a good 0-90 race at the Curragh the other day behind Sure Step, fit for function, two really informed sprinters. And although he just couldn't quite cut much ice in the latter stages, I do think this slightly easier race and taking on his most of his age group anyway, 3-year-olds for that matter, then he's got a good chance of certainly hitting the board at around about 8-1 top price this morning. So Gotardo each way is my choice there in the first.
Race 2.
On to the 6:10. This looks like a good opportunity for North Wind to finally get his head in front. He's got a rating of 94, courtesy, of course, running in plenty of group races so far this season. Indeed, his last run, of course, was in Newmarket, the July Stakes, behind Advertise when he made the running and faded late on. Unfortunately, that's what he's been. He's tend to be a bit of a sacrificial lamb or a foot soldier for one or two of the big Ballydore powerhouses in the two-year-old departments. And this is very much his chance here to shine tonight when running on his merit, so to speak. I do think Paisian from the Jim Bolger stable will step markedly forward on her run the other day down in Leopardstown when she was an eye-catching eighth behind Mota Shokal in what turned out to be quite a decent and competitive little maiden. And with the Jim Bolger team going well, I think each way Paisian probably is a safer option for those that don't want to be playing into 8-13. But this really is, to all intents and purposes, North Wind's race to lose.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:40 then, a tricky looking maiden, but National Glory is bound to have his supporters, and I'll probably side with him as well based on the fact that quite a few of these have yet to show anything like the kind of form that he has. And that run the other day behind Wakuka was certainly very respectable, both visually and on the numbers. He made the run in that day and he got turned over by John Ox's charge late on, but there's certainly no disgrace in that. I got that Wakuka clocking the fastest 3 furlong split time at the Dublin venue there last week, so I just think he was really unlucky, and at the time before, Shellanger as well was a smart horse that beat him down in Fairy House. So I think the drop back to 6 furlongs will definitely suit his suit. He's certainly got plenty of pace, and with a good front-running ride from Donica O'Brien, I'd expect National Glory to finally lay the ghost of one or two unlucky performances prior to that this evening.
Race 4.
Right then, on to the big race of the night then. This is a listed Yeoman Stand Stud Irish EBF Filly Stakes. And no doubt, Could It Be Love is bound to be quite a popular choice from the Aidan O'Brien style. But I've just been a little bit disappointed with her in the last couple of runs, particularly a run at York the other day when she faded into obscurity. Well, I'd want to be taking a relatively short price about her. He's answered a question, whereas I do think Blue Uhuru is a very reliable filly, and she's the choice here. She's probably better over five furlongs so far in her career, although she has got plenty of form over six. She's run over this distance four times, but the five furlong trip definitely suits her because you've got a lot of pace, a lot of speed, a lot of quality, and that run last day in the Rockingham Handicap at the Curra stands out. You know, the likes of Caspian Prince, Lina Rees and Battle of Jericho, all top class sprinters in her own right, and for a 3-year-old to sort of mix it in that company suggests that she's very much on the upgrade. Her previous two performances, particularly when she beat Darley the time before at the Curra, has been well advertised, and hopefully tonight Callan Keane will just give a little bit chance to get a breather in behind the speed rather than blast her from the front that they've been doing with her the last two runs. I certainly think she's up to this class. I don't think it's actually the greatest race, strength in depth-wise, beyond the front two or three in the market. So 9-2 top price this morning. I think that's a good each-way bet there for Blue Uhuru.
Race 5.
On to the 7.50. Not a particularly strong view here. I think this is a very difficult handicap. I'm going to give another chance for Pushak, who's been a little bit of a frustrating character so far this season, in the sense he hasn't won, but he's run some good races in defeat, including one over course and distance a few runs ago when he was fifth behind Full Disclosure. And he just didn't quite get the trip when trying to make the run the other day down in Navan over a mile and a quarter. I think this trip is ideal. He's got a good draw. The yard's in reasonably good nick. Because he races prominently, and I do like my front runners on my prominent races around this track, hopefully he'll just hang on well enough to be there or thereabouts in the 7.50.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate bet then. Probably my best bet on the card here runs in the shape of Turbine. This is a massive drop down in class for Dennis Hogan's Charles, and hopefully he can take advantage, albeit he hasn't yet won a race in 17 starts on the turf, but it's not through lack of trying. Excellent runs this season at Gowran behind St Brelade's Bay, that one behind Band of Outlaws at the Curra. Certainly been much, much better than the quality he's taken here tonight. He just didn't quite get home the last day down in Leopardstown when he made most of the running, only just to fail to get over home over the mile and a quarter trip. But that time figure was very good, the one that Lucius Tiberius knocked out. And if he could just get an uncontested lead, which surely is going to be the case here tonight, I can't see any front runners, he could take quite a bit of pegging back from the front. Ice Cold and Alex obviously deserves respect with his run down in the Curra the other day on a very fast speed figure, but he's yet to be proven beyond seven furlongs, so questions to ask here. And I do think he's slightly better on a straight track as well. So Turbine, top price 11-2, 6-1 this morning. He'll do for me there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race, and this should be, I won't say a straightforward task, but a decent opportunity for 3 and 4 pence to finally get back on track. He was obviously fourth in the Irish 2000 Guineas BI Romanised, which is head and shoulders above what anything in this field has done so far this season. And albeit he only had two behind him at Ascot last time out in the St James's Palaces, he didn't get the clearest of runs either. So he's been a bit unlucky. Obviously, the other two have got to be respected, Theobald and Carinia. But 3 and 4 pence has definitely got the best form coming into this race and should hopefully justify favouritism. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hope you can join me again tomorrow when we can take a look at the 7-race programme from Leopardstown tomorrow evening. So until then, it's bye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.